Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to the Monday edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, I'm on the road today doing something that I am absolutely looking forward to. I'm going to be the MC tonight for the Tunnel to Towers fundraiser. Yes, it's one of the greatest foundations in America. You know what they do? They help pay off the mortgages and provide homes and scholarships to the incredible spouses and children of officers who are killed in the line of duty, to those who have given the ultimate sacrifice on the battlefield, our armed services men and women. This is an organization I'm so proud to be a part of, so proud to participate in. And so today I'm traveling. I don't have access to all my fun stuff, the stories, the notebook. So what I've got for you is a really fun interview. A young man who decided to make a difference because he spoke out on a TikTok video and it went viral. What did he speak out about? He spoke out about critical race theory, the progressive school curricula that has parents all across the country up in arms because it teaches that America is an inherently racist country from the Revolutionary War all the way to today. Now, a lot of us don't believe that, right? We don't share that concept. I've seen people argue about it over at school board meetings and on internet, on Twitter, on social media. Well, Corey Yeshua did something pretty remarkable. He took his young daughter and he went up on TikTok. He thought he was just going to talk to his friends, but guess what? The video went viral. It went all across this country. You've probably seen him on Fox News. You've seen him all across the country talking to folks about why he did the video, why it hit such a chord. He's an African-American man. He has a daughter. He wants his daughter to grow up, not to look first at the color of one's skin, but at the nature of the character of the person inside that skin. And he believed that this critical race theory, some of the other ideas that people are beginning to teach, well, they're just not right for America, not right for his child, at least. And he went to TikTok. He spoke out just in the plainest, simplest terms, a father and daughter talking about why and how they want to learn and grow in America, what they see in America, not an inherently racist America, rather a country that often does things well and occasionally has a bad egg or two. But they don't want it to be taught that every one of us are racist. That's not what they wanted. And so Corey Yeshua went to the TikTok video and it took off. You're going to want to hear his personal story right after this commercial break. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, a young dad from California, whose video with his daughter went viral on TikTok because he dared to speak out about some of the curriculum that our teachers and our school boards want to introduce into our classrooms, particularly critical race theory. Joining us right now is Corey Yeshua. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
We are well and so grateful that you could make time today to talk to us. Are you, it's been a few weeks now since this this video went viral. Are you surprised at just how much impact and discussion is generated?
Yeah, man, it's been a beautiful thing. You know, I've had a lot of different people reach out and show love, and just, it's been overwhelming, you know, the support that me and my daughter have received for doing this video.
Yeah, it's a remarkable thing. And what prompted you to do it? Were you just doing it to talk to your friends and family about it? Did you think that, well, maybe this is a dialogue the whole country should have and I'd like to be part of it? I'm just curious, what prompted you to sit down and have that incredible conversation with, by the way, your adorable daughter? It really was heartfelt. It's an amazing video.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, there was an incident. There was a few different things that took place. There was an incident that happened while my daughter was in school where she was shown a video, and in the video there was like white only water fountains, and it was about segregation. And mind you, my daughter is only 6 years old.
Right.
So, you know, that took place, and my daughter came home and, you know, she asked me, she said, "Dad, why weren't white kids able to play with black kids?" And, you know, I had never had a conversation with my daughter about segregation. I mean, she's only six, you know, so, and I don't teach my daughter to see things like, you know, color and things like that. I mean, she knows that we're black, but I don't teach her to judge people.
Yeah.
By superficial things like race, you know, so. Yeah, it took me off guard. And then I started seeing things in the news about what was going on with something called critical race theory.
Right.
And then different people started sending me curriculums. I started looking into it. I started reading. And I'm like, okay, it's time to talk about this.
Wow. Really remarkable story. There's a moment in there. I love the dialogue between you and your daughter in the video. It's so sincere. And there's a moment where you go, children do not see skin color. They love everybody. Right. And that's actually what concerns you, right? I know I'm white and you know you're black. We have these conversations, but that's not really what we should be seeing in people first. It should be who they are, the person they are. And I assume that's what you want your daughter to be growing up to see, that not the color of the skin, but the integrity of the person inside, the character of the person inside.
Right. Right. Absolutely, man. That's what I teach her every day. You know, I teach her that we judge people by their character, you know, and not by how they look. Because when you start judging people by how they look, you start to, you know, go into the racist territory. You know what I mean? And then you see what's going on in schools with segregation now, like they're separating kids and having white kids talk about their oppressors, and, you know, black kids are oppressed, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, it seems to be divisive. And I think so many parents like you are standing up now saying, that's not what I want my child to learn. And we're going to take control of this. Have you gotten any negative feedback? Are there people that have picked on you and said, why are you wading into that? Or has it been mostly positive?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. But yes, of course, I've had people message me the majority of people that messaged me are like older black people.
Really?
Right. Yeah. So,
and what was the sentiment?
A lot of them, but I have gotten messages from them. Yeah.
Wow. And just saying that you're setting back things, or we should have this conversation about critical race theory. What would be the implied criticism?
Yeah. Basically saying that, you know, critical race theory is a good thing. This is what we need. And my response is, we don't need to go backwards. We don't need segregation. We've already been through that. You think just because it's white people now that it's okay? No, it was wrong then, and it's wrong now.
Wow, really, really powerful message to say. The as you look at one of the things that I kind of inferred from your dialogue with your daughter is that this constant discussion of victimization of critical race theory, that America's oppressively been racist from its beginnings until its moment now, is that it gives people an excuse not to work hard. And I heard you say on the video, I loved it, my baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard. That's an important message for you as a parent, right? Are you worried that some of these theories they're injecting into the curriculum are discouraging kids to work hard?
Well, I think that, you know, teaching definitely starts in the home,
right?
You know, and what we instill into our kids, the values we instill into our kids are very important, you know. So if I teach my daughter at 6 years old, you know, and before she was 6 years old, that no matter what she wants to be, it can be accomplished in America, then that's what she's going to believe, you
right.
know. And she can go to school and they can try to teach her different things, but I believe I'm, you know, her first teacher. You know, and it's really important that I instill these values into her early. And even if they tried to bring things like, you know, critical race theory into her school, of course, I'm going to address the principal. And if they don't want to take it out, then I'll just have to pull her out.
Isn't that something? Yeah, more parents should take that advice and get more involved in their lives. I have to tell you, the pandemic had this weird effect on parents. A lot of the parents I know, because they were home with their children a lot more than often, they were more dialed into what the lessons were and what the teachings were and what the sentiments were. And it really got parents awakened to things they didn't know was going on in the classroom. In a funny way, with all of its tragedy aside, the pandemic, I think, forced a lot of parents to get involved in their children's life, maybe a little more in the school life than they had intended. When you look out now, what's the message you want other parents to take from what you're doing with your own daughter and what reaction this video has generated?
Well, I would say just keep instilling in your children, you know, the values that you hold, you know, and that is to treat people based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. I would say if your child's school is introducing things like anti-racism training or critical race theory, you know, because it goes by different names.
Right.
And I would say we got to address the school boards. You know, we got to start speaking to these people and telling them we're not going to accept this. We are not going backwards. We are not going back into segregation. We are not going to teach young Black kids that they're oppressed and no matter what they do, they're going to have obstacles that they can't overcome in America because the color of their skin. And we're not going to teach white children that they are oppressors because of the color of their skin.
Yeah, what a great lesson to turn. It's not that hard to find the truth. The facts are all sitting out there, but it does take the time and the passion to do so. And you clearly have that. The filmmaker and now actually congressional candidate, as I recall, Robbie Starbuck, I think was one of the first people to notice what you had done and to begin sharing it. When that virality occurs, you know, because it happens so unexpectedly sometimes. You don't know when you do something, it's going to just suddenly take off. What are you thinking when all of a sudden this attention starts coming in and you're getting TV and radio interviews? What's running through your head about what your opportunity is in that moment of fame or virality?
Yeah, I had been doing videos at least for about, like political videos, at least for about 10 months.
Wow.
And then I did this one, like I've spoken on BLM before and
yeah.
Antifa and different things like that, the history of Democrats and things like that. So I've been doing political videos, but I just decided to do this one and what happened with it happened. And you can't plan for it. You know what I mean? Like I didn't think what happened with it was going to happen. I just wanted to get the message out there.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm glad what happened because it gives me an opportunity to really speak to people about what's going on that they might not have any idea.
Yeah. About. It's sometimes funny. Just the simplest of opportunities of communicating something can have the biggest of impact. And it's just no one took the time to tell people something. And it's an amazing thing when you get a pulpit to be able to, you know, help inform people. What a remarkable opportunity that is. You've been very critical of Black Lives Matter, and I'm curious what do you see in it that bothers you? What is it that you know, you see as an anathema to your own personal views?
Well, first off, when they came on the scene and things that they were talking about, I understand, the message that I believed they were trying to get across. But then as time went on, I started to see they weren't mentioning things like us killing each other, right? And they weren't mentioning things like, or actually they had on their website that they were to, to destroy the nuclear family in America, And I'm like, okay, we need the nuclear family in the black community. We all need that, but
Sure.
Specifically because, we're missing our fathers, in our homes. And that has a big impact on our community. And then they're not speaking about us killing each other. I had a brother that was shot, and murdered in the
Really?
inner city.
I didn't
Yeah,
know
so
that.
this is right. So this is a big deal to me when you have people coming out with a group called Black Lives Matter and they're not talking about all the issues that we're facing. It doesn't have to be all. I mean, just
Right.
the biggest issues we're facing.
Right.
Abortion. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they don't speak about any of these things that are truly having a devastating effect on our communities.
Yeah. Yep, it's true. It does seem like
And
there's a
oh,
disconnect.
I'm sorry, one more thing. And then
Please.
they're Marxists on top of that.
Yeah.
Then you have the co-founder come out and say she's a Marxist.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt about
So
that.
yeah, to me, I had to speak out. I have to speak out about them.
Now, you seem to be a man of faith. I just from looking at some of your social media posts, how important is faith to you? And then how do you, as a parent, how do you instill that faith in your child? And what advice do you have to all of us other parents out there who are trying to do the best to raise their children?
Yeah, I would say we all have to have a foundation, and I believe that many of the things that are going on that we're facing right now in America is because a lot of people don't have that foundation. They don't have the Bible as a foundation. You know what I mean? Like, where are the morals? We're seeing a lot of immorality taking place in America right now, and we're seeing it seems like we're being attacked, from within. And I just think having a foundation and teaching your children, the Bible is really important, instilling morals in them early,
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt they'd last a lifetime. So my dad grew up, his dad died when he was 3, and you said something very profound to me because my dad has said it to me many times. When you grow up without a dad, there's that hole in your life you never replace. But for him, he was determined to make sure his kids never had that experience, that he was always involved. He was a cop, but he was and busy all the time, but he was coaching, he was taking us to church on Sunday because he knew how much he didn't get out of his own experience because his father passed away tragically when he was 3 years old. When you look out now, do you think young parents of all colors, all races, are they beginning to understand that fatherless homes, motherless homes, that they have a profound effect on a child as they're growing up?
Absolutely. I have friends who are in prison right now, that didn't grow up with their father in their life. I think it has a big, big impact, when we don't grow up with our fathers in the household. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I've seen it play out in different people's lives. Just not having that father figure, not having that mother and father in the home together and teaching the child, it can be devastating.
Yeah. Now, the last couple of times I've gone on TikTok, it looks like the volume has been turned off on your video. Has there been some censorship or unusual stuff going on with your video since it took off?
Yeah, actually on the video that ended up going viral, I would say the day everybody started posting it,
Right.
the audio was turned off of the video.
Ah.
Now they could say that it was because of the music, right?
Right.
And I would say that is complete, that
Yes,
is
I can imagine
completely wrong. You know
the
what I mean?
word. Yeah, of
Because I
course.
have other videos with
Yeah.
the same song
Right.
and nothing
They had
happened
no
to the
problem with that one,
background.
right? Yeah.
Right. And after I did this interview and I talked about it, it was about a couple hours later, the audio came back on.
No kidding.
No joke.
Wow.
So yeah, it was crazy. And I didn't even notice. Somebody actually called me and said, "Hey, the audio's back on the video."
Wow.
You know, and I had experienced on TikTok like not receiving like one follower for like a few weeks. It
Yeah,
was
felt like
very
you were being
it
shadow
never
banned,
happened.
right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it's funny. We live in odd times. We all value free speech, but sometimes it doesn't seem to be valued by people who have powerful platforms. You've got this amazing moment now. So many people know who you are, what you stand for, how you're going to raise your daughter, with the passion and love and value system that you have. What's next for you? Now, you know, when you get this moment where you have your own platform, your own trust with an audience, what do you want to do next? Do you feel a different calling in your life, or is this one of those moments that you take for what it was, and then you get back to, you know, what you're doing every day?
Yeah, just back to what I'm doing,
Yeah.
which is, you know, like I said, I have a friend in prison right now doing 15 years. You know, I have a brother that overdosed on drugs. I have a brother that was shot in the back and killed. So
Ugh.
for me, and then I have this critical race theory stuff going on. So it's like
Right.
for me, it's just continuing to fight against, you know, these different mindsets, right? And different things that are happening in America where I see it is they're trying to take it over and that they have a wicked agenda, and I just want to awaken people to that. You know what I mean? It's time for
Sure.
people to wake up, it's time for people to stand up, you know, and that's my motivation right there.
Well, it's a heck of a motivation, an important motivation. When you get up each morning, you have something very special to yearn for because you've got that beautiful daughter. And we're so thankful for sharing not only your story, but her story and her love for you. That was a remarkable video, and anyone who's ever watched it has been touched by it. So, Corey, I want to thank you, and we'll try to stay in touch with you and see what lies ahead for your future. I have a funny feeling you're going to still be reaching a lot more people in life.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, it was a great honor to have so, and you have a good rest of the day.
All righty, you too.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 Gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back. What a great interview. I really want to thank Corey and his daughter, quite frankly, for all they've done to call attention to their cause, to their point of view. That's one of the great things in America. We still have free speech most days, right? And in this case, they exercised their free speech on TikTok, and the message that they had went viral, really. It captured so many different people of different viewpoints and races and backgrounds and experiences and socioeconomic experiences. And that's what's so great about America. One person, any person can make a difference on any given day. All right, folks, I'm going to be emceeing the Tunnels to Towers big fundraiser this evening in New Jersey. I'm so grateful for Frank Siller and all the great people there. If you've never checked out this foundation, go to tunneltotowers.org right now. I donate every month. I believe in this. I grew up in a family of cops. I have spent most of my life surrounded by blue and green, the fighting men and women of our great armed services, the extraordinarily brave men and women of our first responders and police. And tonight, we're going to be raising money for a great cause. If you want to chip in, if you want to be part of this, while I'm emceeing tonight, go to tunneltotowers.org and go ahead and make a small donation. Any dollar amount will make a difference for the families who've had loved ones who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Officers, soldiers, special operators, you know them all. And they deserve our lifelong gratitude because they have helped keep this country safe, secure, and free for over 246 years. All right, folks. God bless you. I'll be back tomorrow with regular programming. Until then, have a great night. God bless. And let's get together with some more news when I get back to town in Washington in 24 hours. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.